the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige. How you doing?
What you trying to tell me, dude?
Hey, put me in, coach.
I ain't putting you nowhere. I hear you.
What are you doing?
Evelyn.
Hey, by the way.
I was trying to who are you?
Why don't you get screwed and tattooed, dude?
Don't you mean, who is you?
Who is you?
What's up to Rob Jones?
What's up, Rob?
He's from a competing radio station, but I saw him yesterday and had a nice little... he says that we have dynamic rapport.
Nice.
He was enjoying the, hey, we want some posse conversation. He's like, how did it... the way y'all just... I was like, well, I'm gonna holler at you on the radio. He's a good dude, though.
Yo, this is Rob Jones.
He's got a good radio voice, too. I don't say that about anyone but myself normally, but...
Yep.
Really?
And you, Paige. Fat Boy, not so much.
Jackson Jackson.
His I think
comedic
Fat Boy
timing
has,
is epic.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can...
sometimes.
Go...
certain voices.
I stand up 69 somewhere. How about that?
All right. That'll end up other. Being a pile driver.
We're trying to be nice to him over there, and he's insulting.
He doesn't appreciate it.
Well, so you know what? You can... EHA, and you can EHA to him.
Wow. All right, well.
Oh, his and hers.
Let's talk about Madonna, shall we? Madonna was asked to name her best sexual partner.
Oh, God, Baphomet.
Mm. She did an interview with Grindr.
Nice.
To promote her upcoming album, Confessions 2.
How about just put out an album where you just Madonna, where you... You not dressed like a
well, she looks weird.
Pirate witch, or you're not trying to act like you're a lesbian again, or you're like it just
let her cook.
Just be a what? I mean, how old is she? Like, drop all the bull crap, unless you are really a witch in the cabal.
I bet she's 65 at least.
I'll say 63, and I'll look it up for you, Paige.
All right. Well, so she
Madonna
did,
age.
After qualifying that she was...
Whoa! 67.
67? Madonna Ciccone?
Cicione.
She looks Asian now because all the face work
she's
had
done. Yeah, she does, and if that's okay to say.
That she
they
was
may not appreciate that.
Only counting...
I mean, come on, man. We don't look that like that. She looks rough.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Rachel Dolezal, she could pass as mixed, at least, biracial or whatever. Rachel. So, Rachel even though she's a white woman.
Oh,
Ketchy Diallo.
In my mind, I was thinking Rachel Ray. I was like, no way. Anyway, go ahead, Paige. Sugar Ray, no.
She was asked to name her best sexual partner.
Oh.
And she said John F. Kennedy Jr.
So what did she say, Bobby?
I was expecting freaking Dick Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
Warren Beatty?
Yeah, because he was hung like a mule, right?
Oh, they did hook up, didn't they?
Yeah. That's what they always, him and James Woods, like, rocking it. And probably, like, Denzel and Terry Crews and people like that.
I was thinking Big Boy for some reason, who was Al Pacino. That's who he played.
So this happened in the late
80s.
If you care.
I do. Oh, she did Stephen J. Canaled that damn paper.
She did.
Slung it over her shoulder. You don't care about Cher.
Let her cook.
You know, like, I go on Google Trends for Madonna. Madonna age. What illness does Madonna have? How many facelifts has Madonna had? Why does Cher hate Madonna? How many babies has Madonna had? How many sex partners has Madonna had?
Gross.
Dude, Madonna and Cher both have young boyfriends.
Nothing about music, nothing about Seeking Susan or Animal Chin or nobody.
How young are their boyfriends?
Cher's boyfriend, look him up. He's like 30, I think.
I'll look at it. Cher boyfriend. And then we'll see what Google searches are for Cher.
I think Madonna has rules with her boyfriends. That's kind of crazy.
Like, I don't think they can be white.
39. 40-year age difference. She's 79.
Wow.
Oh, they're getting married.
Well, she just had a birthday. She's 80.
They're engaged.
Who?
They're getting married?
Cher and her boyfriend?
Says she's preparing to marry her boyfriend, Alexander A.E. Edwards.
Oh, don't do that because what's his name just got fleeced. Let me make sure I got the right guy.
He's got fleeced. What's that? Well, you mean
record executive, gay.
Jimmy Iovine.
I think it was David Geffen.
Oh,
I don't know if he yeah. married the younger guy or
what?
They had some kind of arrangement, and then he sued him for a lot of money.
He married a guy?
Yeah, he's gay, but he married a younger guy, and the younger guy was suing him for a lot of money. Yeah.
I thought he was married to someone else.
I did, too. I thought he was married to a famous woman.
Yeah.
Unless he converted or, you know, chilled.
That dark-haired lady.
No. Girl. It's okay, here it is. David Geffen came out. There's he and his...
Wow. Yeah, but he used to be...
He's 82 and he's 32. Is
worth $9.2 billion.
Wow.
And this guy's like, I want some of that.
Oh, man. So I want to hook up with the rear end of the co-founder of DreamWorks. What's up? Mm. Oh, don't use that later.
Okay.
That's going to be a drop.
I was talking about Katzenberg, if I was talking about it.
Done and done.
Or Spielberg. One of them Bergs.
Well, I was going to talk about Steven Spielberg.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
Or they're just dominating the news.
So Steven Spielberg, he talks about the existence of aliens in the new trailer for Disclosure Day. And it has some people thinking the movie is a precursor to a real-life disclosure about alien life.
I don't think they're working hand-in-hand with Hollywood. They quit doing that after landing on the moon. But I think I don't know who's playing off who, because with a movie obviously recorded or filmed it a couple years ago or a year and a half ago, ever how long it takes, they have to lock in on that release date because all the theaters and the platforms. But then at the same time, though, you've got, is Trump mirroring movies? Or is this just happenstance? I mean, it is pretty freaking epic that...
Yeah, does it look good, though, that movie?
I've seen the most extended trailer there is, and it's not really telling you... It's like an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie where you have no clue what it's really about till you go see it.
Trap was good.
It was good.
Close Encounters.
Concert.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a good one.
That was surprisingly good.
So Disclosure Day comes out on June 12th.
Oh, that's... next week is... Well, this week's Breadwinner because I'm going to see that one. Nate Bargnazzi. And next week is He-Man.
I have told you. Me and Jug have premiere tickets. And we're getting the Castle of Grayskull popcorn.
I love it.
Hell yeah.
Going to He-Man.
I'm comfortable. Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm already assuming I'll spend like $50, $60 on concessions just for the...
Just for the movie.
You better.
For the box. I know. Or the whatever.
Freaking Nate Bargnani's everywhere, man.
Bargozzi.
Is he funny?
Fugazi.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Did you see him at... Was he a...
Yes. No, Noel? He did not leave his house to go to an event.
No, he didn't.
You constantly ask him, did he go to this or that or the other?
He does go to things. He just lies all the time.
If he was playing the corner deli at Ingles, I probably saw him. Corner cafe.
Like, he's so...
Unless they start having concerts at Walmart, Neighborhood Market, or Ingles.
If Trump makes televisions illegal, or whoever, you know...
He would.
Would you then, or what would you consume?
What would we do?
Like, would you go to concerts and games and you know, happy hours and stuff?
You know, this is interesting.
That is the draw, though, is the television.
Yeah, and there's a lot, arguably too much.
More than even people that don't have YouTube.
But I realized when I got older, I do not like books.
You wouldn't go to the library.
I hate reading.
Why?
I hate books.
It's good for your brain, though.
I like audiobooks, like, you know, tell me a story.
Yeah.
I don't like to read it.
The book is always better than the movie, though.
Listening to it's only hitting that left side of the brain. You read it, it catches both.
But I grab the book, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm on page 3, and there's, like, you know, 800 left.
You've never read a book that you can't put down, and you're just like, this is so freaking good.
The Bible. That was the only one.
Yeah, he read from Genesis to Revelations.
I don't believe that.
He even wanted to read...
You can't even make it through Psalms.
Ezekiel 23:20. Shout out. That's all we have to...
The emissions of a donkey.
Right.
Go read it now if you're not familiar.
Yeah.
And if you are familiar, please preach it this weekend.
I just like... If I find things to read, like I read something in 2 days because it was so dang good.
Okay, so it was probably a murder mystery or a rape... Something like that.
Something aggressively violent. Not with bombs and guns, but with sex and ding dongs and.
I'm not like that.
What was it about then? Don't think of something. What would Joe Normal say? Like what is it?
Okay, so a lot of I read a lot of like true things or ghost things, but in the past or things that happen. But the thing that I sat and read was the thing about Lavinia Fisher in South Carolina. How this guy who was a former police officer went and studied everything. And she never was a serial killer. They never found any bodies.
So it does involve murder.
Yeah, there it is. It's always murder.
But it wasn't so. It was all lies. Everything is built on lies. That's the thing.
Women need lies.
Women to read a facts book of people
that isn't involved murder, the sexual aggression, like the violent, rape and things like that, or recipes.
That's the only difference. It's either those type of books or it's like Eat, Pray, Love, that type of crowd. They don't mix.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
I mean, I did. Love stories are good.
You read Nicholas Sparks or you read the rape and murder mystery stuff.
But Harlequin novels, my grandmother read those from. Were they like descriptive? Like
I never read them.
It was just more romance. It wasn't like the...
Now, the other women back in the day would read the V.C. Andrews, the Flowers in the Attic.
Flowers in the Attic was really good.
The scary stuff.
But
they would collect the Precious Moments dolls, too.
That's true. Oh, boy, you should have been at that estate sale, son. You would have got some good ones.
I read the beginning of a Stephen King, and I need to pick that up because the story was really good. It was the past one.
Yeah.
It was about these college professors that were... Say someone was broken down on the side of the road, they would pick them up trying to be nice, and then they would hold them captive in their basement.
Yeah.
And Jesus. So, yeah, it's really good.
What's good about that?
Because the characters are really good.
You inviting that stuff into your world.
Reading sucks. I mean, I know what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, but even watching it and listening, you're listening to murder podcast stuff, you're inviting that bad juju, if I may say.
I don't.
That bad vibes, bad whatever.
Reading is
terrible.
Reading sucks. Is great because
it's a rainbow.
It's your imagination instead of just sitting there that you can think of what it's going to be like.
Did you not watch the show with LeVar Burton back in the day, Reading Blows?
Yeah, and I disagree with that text right there. It says reading is gay because of Reading Rainbow. That is so not true. The rainbow doesn't exclusively go to gay people only, okay?
When was the last time you went to the library?
Pot of Gold is there as well. It's there for gluttonous people.
When was the last time you went to a library?
I went to a library?
Because there's a lot of people.
Last week to take a dump.
I mean,
really.
But there's a lot of people there for a reason because they like to read books.
Well, yeah, but you can also
there's also moochers.
Order them online or read them. I don't like reading digitally. I like to have the book in my hand for sure.
Audiobooks are great too.
But I also, the thought of a book going into someone's home and them, especially a novel, and they're taking it to bed with them, they're taking it to the bathroom with them, and then they're taking it back to the library. And then you've figured it up and you're doing the same damn thing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not doing that.
You see me at the library. I'm not there for a book.
No. No, he's going. See, it makes you weird now, right? I'm a puss when it comes to that stuff, man. I sleep on the floor in hotels. I do. It's cleaner than the bed. It's true.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, hi.
Gets me all excited.
I was just signing your diploma.
Look at that.
Because you are graduating today, or have recently.
Or about to, or... Matthew in Florida was dropping his kids off at school, so...
Matthew.
I guess you graduated late in Florida. I guess that's how that works.
Yes.
And he wasn't taking a dump. He was really in the line.
But, sometimes people have their own schedules, like your insurance policy for whatever reason. I don't know why it goes to October to October, but it just does.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Who knows? So, first off, thank you to those that are so proud. Because I don't think any of these are said, hey, my name is... every name I was about to say is like people we know. And it would hey, man, I'm John. I'm graduating.
I'm John.
These are all proud parents or friends or maybe grandparents or who knows. And, you know, I mean, even the kids themselves may not even go back to listen to this because they don't care.
No, but they're already off to senior week.
To you that helped raise them and get them off to school, you want to hear this. And by God, this is for you.
I might tear up.
I hope so.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Much like when we talk about sports, I have a hard time with some of the names. And rather than to butcher them, I will maybe enunciate or maybe even, you know, get someone with like 4 degrees to help me sound some of these out.
I was about to say, you might have to have some help. You know, this is no shame in asking.
Yeah. I'll start if you'd like.
Yeah, please.
Simply because class of 2026, Wade Hampton High School, Brandon J.
Brandon.
Your order's ready, please. Oh, it's a diploma, Brandon J. I didn't want to say the full name.
Congrats, bud.
Paige is taking a picture of me now. She'll turn into AI. Look, I'm throwing my cap in the air.
God, that's exactly what she'll do with it, too.
Well, I look like I'm doing Olay. Okay.
I've got, from Hillcrest High School, Anna Marie Cox.
Anna Marie Cox.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
Class of 2026.
Charlotte, North Carolina has a paranormal investigator school, and he just got his ghost hunting papers. Give it up for Gay Parker Jr., everybody. Gay Parker Jr.
Yay.
Yeah, not senior. No, he dropped out.
Nice.
Junior got in there. All kinds of schools, too.
Yeah, they really
it's
are.
It's not just your traditional stuff. Yeah. For instance, she graduated top of her class from Advanced Pole Dynamics and Lower Back Flexibility Institute. Mona Lott.
Wow.
Mona Lott.
What a name.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can pronounce this one because it's got like a parentheses, but from Notre Dame High School.
Huh.
Willie, let me see if I get the last name.
Notre Dame High School.
Shout
the
out.
Arguing Irish.
Willie Eaterow.
Eaterow.
I think that's how you say it.
Okay.
I know his parents are so proud. The Eaterow family.
Should be. What's up, Chattanooga, Tennessee? Maybe our first grad receiving a degree in mortuary science. Congratulations, Doug Graves.
Hey.
Wow.
Doug Graves.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, for mortuary science.
Whoa.
Which is really cool. The Emerald City of Greenwood, you want to go on? Their very own, graduating with a degree in optimal hygiene. Congratulations, Sue. Last name is Perfishy. Perfishy.
The Perfishies.
Congratulations.
Nice
optimal
family.
Optimal hygiene.
Those Perfishies.
I think I know a few of those.
Yeah, the Perfishies.
They're all in science.
Let's go to Easley science. High School.
Oh, do we have to?
Go Wave. And I might butcher this name, but I'm going to try it because I think it might be an exchange student. Bartolo Zbalzang. Maybe it's Bartolo's Balzang.
Patarlo's Balzang.
Bartolo's Balzang. Is that right?
You made a...
It's a capital S. Bartolo's.
Bartolo's.
Balzang?
Bartolo's Balzang. Don't say it too fast. It makes perfect sense. That's great right there. And this one right here is big. I've heard about this trend, you know, to save money. Parents have sold the naming rights for graduation. I don't know if you've seen commercials about that.
Yeah. So that's funny.
Congratulations to Greenville High School graduate callrob.com.
Hey!
When that beach week goes bad, callrob.com.
Nice.
That was a cheap plug right there. I'll do this one. Paige, I need some help with this one if you don't mind. Graduating from the University of West Carolina. Help me pronounce this one. I know the first name is Sadie. What, help me with the last name.
Sadie R. Word.
Okay. Say it again.
Sadie R. Word.
Okay.
Nice. Well,
congratulations, Sadie R. Word.
You're a good pronouncer. I got one.
You really are.
Gaffney.
She's your pronunciist.
Gaffney High School.
Oh, man.
Betty. Let me see. What's the last name? Betty... Fuchsamard? Betty Fuchsamard.
Fuchsamard.
Is it Fuchsamard?
Fuchsam.
Oh.
Betty Fuchsamard.
Oh, wow.
Fuchsamard?
I don't know, man.
Well, there's a Betty Fuchs are dry. The Fuchs are dries.
Yeah.
That's Sequoia High School, though. That's up in Chattanooga.
These names are crazy. They really not crazy, but just, you know, I'm not
a little different.
I'm not well traveled.
I haven't even got to the hyphenated names yet.
Oh boy. Well, let's go on and talk about the state of Georgia, shall we? From Alpharetta High School. Michael, but my friends call me Mike. Mike, Paige, I need help with the last name. Mike, what's the last name?
Rowanger.
Okay, so who's this guy's name?
Mike Rowanger.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations, Mike.
Mike!
How would you say it, fat boy? R-O-W-A-N-G-E-R.
I think it's Mike Rowanger.
Mike Rowanger. Okay, well, happy graduations day.
Congratulations. Congratulations to you.
I said happy graduations day.
Let's go down to Westside High School. And a very famous name down in Anderson. Buster Cleetopin. Buster Cleetopin.
Oh, my God.
The Cleetopins are...
I think I knew his mother.
Yeah, nice lady.
Or is it Cleetopin, and I'm saying it wrong?
I don't know.
I think it is Buster Greek. Cleetopin.
Cleetopin. Yeah.
The Cleetopins are very famous.
That's a name you don't hear people naming their kids anymore. Buster.
Buster.
You know, that's a good one. I love that one. I'd also like to say what's up to the community of Blue Ridge. This got to be either... maybe a foreign exchange student. I'm not quite so sure. The only reason I know how to say the first name is because of wrestling, and that's Finn Balor. But the last name really gets me. Paige, help me out. Finn, and then what is the last name?
Finn Gurmey.
Okay. G-U-R-M-E-Y. Oh. Say it again.
Finn Gurmey.
Okay, very good. Congratulations, and happy graduation day to you, Finn. I love this. I've only got two more.
I can't believe you made it through.
Well, the swinger capital of the world. Let's give it up to Simpsonville, South Carolina. She did it. A DeForest Recovery Seminar graduate, Wanda B. Leflone.
Wanda
B. Leflone.
God, that's a good one, man.
Congratulations to you, my dear.
Yep. Greenville Tech. We got a graduate. Herla. I don't know the name Herla. I assume it's a female. That's just a name you don't see a lot.
Yeah.
I guess her last name's Dicatme. Or you say real fast is Dicatme. Digamy. Herla Dicatme.
Herla Dicatme.
Herla Dicatme.
Herla
Dicatme.
Dicatme? Digamy? Is it Digamy?
It might be Digamy.
Is it Herla Digamy?
Digamy.
Is it with a C?
Like Ducati.
Well, it's capitalized, like weird, like too, like an M-E.
Does it have an umlaut over the U?
Yeah, it does, like actually.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it's Digamy.
Herla Digamy.
Yeah.
Digamy. Okay.
Well, that's a cool name. Thank you. That's a tough name. Several more here, and then we'll wrap this up because, you know, several did not graduate.
No. Bunch of dummies.
Eastside, and it doesn't say Eastside High, so it could be middle. You know, they let them graduate. And also, going with the full name, I love that. Sometimes it makes me think you're a criminal when I see you go by your first and middle name, but... And I actually shared the first name with him. His first name is Philip as well. But he's got the whole name here, Paige, and I'm having a difficult time with it. Philip, and then his middle name and last name. Help me with that one. Philip.
Philip Enos. Enos? Philip Enos Daly.
I think that's Enos.
This is like Enos Slaughter.
Oh, is it Enos?
Enos. Enos.
Philip Okay, Philip Enos Daly.
Philip Enos Daly.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Philip.
Yeah, young, that's a good one.
The Philster himself. You think it's Greek?
Well, Enos.
Oh, I think it's Enos, from freaking Dukes of Hazzard.
Philip Enos Daly.
The ball player.
You do.
I guess this lady, I assume it's a lady because she was named after the Blossom character, Six, from Bob Jones University. It's a hyphenated name. It's Six Dixon Yoraz. So,
oh, wow.
Congratulations, Six.
To all the graduates.
Six.
Oh, one last one coming in. Oh. Walking that aisle, graduating with a CDL ready for the open road. Going from trucking school. A lady trucker.
A lady trucker.
Dawn. Dawn. Congratulations, Dawn. Last name is G-A-W-N-I-T-T. Dawn. Dawn Gaunit.
Dawn.
Dawn gone it.
But I love that we worked in trucker school graduations, too.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And real quick, Paige, as we go to break, these four I wrote down. Say them real fast, because I love them.
Mike Roanger. Sadie R. Word. Philip Enos Daly. And Finn Gurmey.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating their birthday on May 29th. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think there's any people voting for that one guy thinking that cocaine will be legalized?
That's about, oh, yeah, they will.
Like, what if the opponent's actually swaying the vote? Like, man, if that dude gets elected, they're going to legalize booger sugar.
I was about to ask you, in the 80s, were you searching for chaos and cocaine,
yeah,
by the way?
That was a great show. What do you think Miami Vice was about?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It really was. We got a lot of birthdays. We might not get to all of them.
Sports.
Actually, I know we won't. Yeah.
Basketball. Chuck Person.
Oh, you said college won't help you. So he was a Nugget and a Knick.
Carmelo Anthony.
It is Carmelo Anthony's birthday.
Carmelo. Hello.
Cayenne's daddy.
And mom from MTV, right?
Yeah, Lala.
Lala.
Oh, really?
Cayenne's at Syracuse right now, actually.
Cayenne. That's, Julius Peppers should have named his son Cayenne. That would have been awesome.
Cayenne.
Cayenne Peppers over there. What's up?
This is my son, Reaper. And this is my adopted son, Jalapeno.
Shot in the dark, 40.
Now, he won his national championship in 2003. And was drafted that year. He was a one and done at Syracuse.
Okay, hold on then.
Is it a big one?
39.
41.
42. Carmelo Anthony.
Why'd you lead me away from it? I was right there on it.
You stupid.
He said no.
You stupid bitch. How do you have those labeled? Do you have bitch one and bitch two? Like, how do you know Alex Jones, son of a bitch, from A.D. Bryant?
This one says Alex Jones, S.O.B.
You son of a bitch.
And then A.D. Bryant says what?
You stupid bitch. Okay.
And they all say it together.
That's the equation, kids. Stay in school.
Dude, I'm going to skip a lot of them here.
Why?
We'll do this. We just don't have time, and there's a lot.
Good God. Boy, they've had a lot of birthdays. It's got to be Joe's birthday.
Nope.
Blair.
It is Blair's birthday.
And give me the initials, her real name. Oh, I don't need it. Yeah, dude. Lisa Welchel.
Lisa Welchel's birthday.
L-Dub. I'm telling you, it goes back to putting their names on the screen with an intro. That's how I remember them, and that's how history will forget them.
Uh-huh.
56.
57.
63 years old today.
Oh.
Melissa Etheridge, 65 years old today.
Happy birthday.
We skipped Noel Gallagher, 59. Ooh. I'm also skipping LaToya Jackson and Reby.
Oh, wow. But really?
Yeah, LaToya's 70, Reby 76.
God, poor Catherine. Joe must have had a certain time of the year he liked having sex. Rest of the time he was
being mean.
Being mean to his kids.
This is a Saturday birthday.
Not shoeless. I'm talking about black.
No.
Black Joe Jackson. Michael's daddy. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Black Joe Jackson.
Black Joe Jackson. He's also not in the Hall of Fame, so I just want to point that out.
Former guest of the show that was staring at Paige's boobs the entire time.
The entire time. The entire time.
Great guy, though.
A little frisky. Stolen valor.
Hell of a good guy.
Not stolen valor.
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. He's in the Cauliflower Alley Club Hall of Fame.
Trying to think of it. Well, let's not talk about his childhood.
No. His dad was a pedophile.
Okay, well, let's talk about his childhood.
Oh, my God.
Talking about the snake, Paige.
The snake?
The snake.
Yes. His middle name is The Snake.
His sister was Rockin' Robin, still is.
His brother-in-law was Sam Houston.
Yeah.
Who?
Not the fort.
His first name is... His last name is Roberts.
First name rhymes with snake. Steak is his first name.
God, I'll give you all the cash in my wallet right now if you get it within 5 seconds.
The only
seconds.
One that
five,
I know that flirted.
Four, three,
slaughter.
Two, one. Oh, good.
Not Slaughter. He's an Iraqi sympathizer. Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Okay.
She was thinking like, is there a Cake the Snake Roberts?
I was
going to
say.
He did love dude. That cake, though, didn't he?
Look at that cake.
Sorry, I meant
yeah,
Coke.
Yeah, he was nice.
Hey, buddy.
I watched you on that one. 72.
73.
71 years old for Jake the Snake.
I know, but I went on that six. That wince you do where I'm wrong.
Oh, hang on a second.
You too easy, boy.
You're too easy on me. Look, I just got to tell you some of the birthdays we skipped. Sunday, Colin Farrell's going to be 50 years old. He joins the club. Brooke Shields will be 61.
Damn.
Also Sunday, Leah Thompson.
Oh,
tell her happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She'll be 65 years old.
I will message her and watch it be read and never responded.
Also Sunday, I want to kiss you.
Joe Namath, Broadway.
83 years old.
Wow.
God. And
what a weirdo.
First athlete I ever met of fame was Joe Namath.
Was he nice?
Absolutely nice. It signed my football. I went home and played with it and ruined it.
Not only was he an actor-director, but he's also a
Your
song
football.
By Gorillaz.
Yes, Paige. I didn't take me home and play with me. You weirdo.
Clint Eastwood will be 96 on Sunday.
God.
Happy heavenly birthday today to me. You didn't wish me a happy heavenly birthday. 109 years old JFK would have been.
All right. Wow.
Bob Hope, 123. Had he still be with us today, doing his TV specials.
He would be over at, he'd be in the Strait of Hormuz right now, entertaining the troops. Or the military personnel, actually.
God, you can't say troops or soldiers.
God, is Disney going to change it now to goof military personnel?
Oh, they probably should.
We don't say troop anymore. We don't say military.
Shout out, red truck.
Root root.
Let them cook.
Put the W's in the air. All right. We want you, and I'm speaking specifically to Paige.
Want us.
Paige, want you to have a good weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And have a joy. Big plans. What are you doing?
No.
No.
You got no hot dates. You're not gonna.
No.
Catch any
tonight the night you may invite the neighbor inside.
No,
it's not.
No, I'll be working tonight.
Oh, she's a working girl.
You're not going to catch more rods in the pay lake?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Again, that's PTSD with the meme for me.
It really
just so
is.
You know.
Yeah.
Get the podcast, Fat Boy. What would be the big two highlights of the week for you? For me, it was the grads.
Oh, the
I
grads.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, the senior shout outs. We was it a short week this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, because of Memorial Day, that's right.
And then we had the guy from Florida that's...
Matthew from Florida,
47, 48 with four kids and can't find a woman.
No, he's having issues with, you know... I think he's got too many parameters, too many prerequisites.
Or he really, because he said they had gotten romantic and, maybe put it on it. And she's like, I gotta get some more of that.
He said he was always going to agree with his kids. Like, what's that about? Also, if you want the podcast, come here and break out the knee pads. That's how that works.
God.
Start the line.
Blue today. You are just obnoxious,
might be
Berg.
Slipping over into purple territory.
I'm just saying we need new Berg. Carpet. That's what I meant.
The Berg.
We got a couple carpet tiles peeling up.
We're going to start a softball team called the Ellenbergers. We just want everybody to know. Paige has got first base, and that's as far as you'll get with her on a date.
Oh, I like that one.
True.
Hey, we'll mess Popeyes up, too. We'll take their softball title.
We won't. Anybody that has a car wash that has a softball team will destroy us as well. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good. Ooh, nailed it.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
You want to see my pussy?
Harry Bone.